hi-lo, hi-lo.
For $500, what is your lucky number guess?
37.
The winning is so easy. You could be next.
500 clams the easy way.
Listen for the cue to call for your shot at $500 cash. KABC.
Los Angeles.
Orange County. A Cumulus station.
KABC News is live and local at 10 o'clock. I'm Jeff Whittle. Funeral services are underway for Pomona Police Officer Gregory Casillas, who was shot and killed while responding to a standoff with a barricaded suspect. Governor Jerry Brown is among the dignitaries who are attending the funeral at Purpose Church on Gary Avenue in Pomona. Afterward, Officer Casillas will be interred at Forest Lawn Covina Hills. Casillas' accused killer, Isaias de Jesus Valencia of Pomona, has been charged with capital murder and special circumstance allegations that make him eligible for the death penalty. The L.A. City Council has approved spending nearly $700,000 in funding to help clear a backlog of cleanup requests for homeless encampments and illegal dumping sites.
City sanitation officials say such requests have recently tripled, and they finished last year with a backlog of nearly 4,000 requests. The Bureau of Sanitation adds that cleanup efforts are also expanding to what it calls non-street locations, including high fire danger areas and the Tahunga and Pacoima washes. Ken Jeffries, KABC News.
President Trump just announced new tariffs on China that will restrict Chinese investment in the U.S. and puts tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese imports for stealing U.S. technology. The president just signed those tariffs into law and also said it's the first of many tariffs that he will announce in the future. President Trump's lead lawyer, John Dowd, has resigned from the president's personal legal team, which is dealing with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. In a statement to CNN today, Dowd said, quote, "I love the president and wish him well," end quote. Dowd's resignation comes as Trump has stepped up his attacks on Mueller. And just days after Dowd said in a statement the Russia investigation should end, Dowd initially claimed that he was speaking for the president when he said that, before backtracking and later saying he was only speaking for himself. And authorities in Austin, Texas say bombing suspect Mark Condit left behind a confession on his cell phone before he blew himself up yesterday. Investigators still looking for a motive for the package bombings that killed two people and injured at least four others this month. Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. Clippers beat the Bucks 127-120 to snap their four-game losing streak. Lakers visit the Pelicans this afternoon, hoping to avoid a fourth straight loss. Ducks blank the Flames 4-0 for Anaheim's fourth straight victory. The LA Kings visit the Avalanche starting at 5:30 this afternoon right here on KABC, and that's sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. KABC News Time 10:03 with dependable traffic when you need it the most. And as you might guess, the rain is contributed to a lot of slow traffic on our Southland freeways. Sig alert still in effect in North Hollywood. Southbound on the 170 at Oxnard Street, we have a wreck there blocking the right-hand lane. Not much slowing behind that, but it'll stay very slow down to the 101 interchange. That the eastbound side of the 101 Ventura Freeway, slow go from Calabasas Road over to DeSoto, and then more brake lights ahead from Balboa Boulevard all the way over to the 134 split. Also in the Silver Lake area, southbound on the 101 at Silver Lake Boulevard, stall in the middle lane, adding to a slow drive from Melrose Avenue down towards the 110 interchange. Also northbound on the 110 Pasadena Freeway, right around Bridewell, we have a wreck there that's blocking the right-hand lane. Expect brake lights back from about Avenue 64. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC Dependable Traffic. KABC SoCal weather. The rain will continue today, heavy at times with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs will be in the low to mid-60s. A flash flood watch remains in effect for the local burn areas until late tonight. And right now in Santa Ana, it's 64 degrees. Woodland Hills checking in with 57. It's 62 at LAX. Get news at the top of the hour, at the bottom, and when it breaks. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Tax reform is already making a difference. Higher wages and larger benefits for workers, and more opportunities for businesses to invest and grow. Text reform to 52886 to thank Congresswoman Mimi Walters for delivering for California workers. Standard message and data rates may apply.
KABC News, sponsored by the Business Roundtable.
As soon as our difficulties are restored, we will return you to our regularly scheduled program.
Let's take it from the top.
It's Peter Tilden.
At 10!
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 begins right this very moment. Brought to you by my buddy, Larry Miller. And Sit and Sleep, he'll beat anyone's advertised price. Your mattress is free. Should be your buddy, too. Lots to get to today. Take your time. Be careful on the streets. It's every time it rains, they make it sound like it's never rained here before. The reporting and the lack of runoff and the accidents. And just, you know, I saw so many morons on my way in. Just take your time, all right? Take your time. It's raining. I laugh because I came this morning and engineer Steve has a, do not congratulate sign. So I'm calling it do not congratulate Thursday. You should make a bunch of those, Steve. Just put them on a hat. Do not congratulate. They just make me laugh. As you heard, and we'll get to later in the next hour, the president, put a huge tariff on China, which is why I am buying Fiesta wear. I will not buy China because why if there's a huge tariff? Kidding. And then there'll be talk about a trade war and how are they going to retaliate, and what is the outcome going to be. I'm also going to talk about the spending bill. Doug was talking about it, the fact that our spending is insane, $1.3 trillion, and we'll be paying debt on that. I think in the next 10 years, I think I wrote within 10 years, the debt service on that will be bigger than what we're spending on military right now. So definitely talk about that. But one of the big issues, and I feel horrible today because it's raining out, and I think of all the homeless people that are out there in the pouring rain. But I gotta talk to you about this. Mayor Garcetti came out and said he's going to end homelessness in 10 years. Okay, great. He's done this a couple times. He vowed in 2014 to end the homelessness among veterans by 2015. Didn't happen. Then it was 2016. The numbers are going up. The homeless numbers are going up and up and up. You couple that with his Vision Zero initiative, which, again, traffic deaths have gone up. Pedestrian deaths have gone up since Vision Zero. Not a great vision. But let's talk about the homeless issue. The homeless issue, there's so much hypocrisy there because the real deal is no one wants this in your neighborhood. The LA City Council just got into the act on Tuesday. And here's what they said. Each member would back the approval of at least 222 units of supportive housing for homeless people in his or her district by July 2020. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And we're not talking about this in an honest way. We have all this Proposition Triple H money and the county's Measure H money to spend. And we need transparency on that. But here's the deal. The honest answer is you don't want them in your neighborhood. Nobody wants them in your neighborhood. And nobody's being honest about it. You think Bonin is going to go through Brentwood and the Pacific Palisades and Beverly Hills? I don't know if it's Beverly Hills it is, and say, hey, here's where we're going to put this housing. And there's going to be fights and there's going to be pushback. You think Encino is going to have housing units? You think Studio City is going to have these housing units? And if you disagree with me, call me. Take in a homeless. If you're in those neighborhoods and you want to help, call me. I'll put you on a registry and you can take in some homeless folks because your neighbor doesn't want it. Your neighbor definitely doesn't want it. I laugh because people who live at the beach, you know, you got some of those guys, those billionaires who talk about we got an endless homeless issue. They won't let you use their beach access to get to the sand. Those people don't want us. They don't want anybody near their homes. You can try going to where David Geffen used to live on PCH and see if you can get through there, and get through their property to the beach. They had people riding up and down on four wheelers on the sands in Malibu. And in Santa Monica, so that you don't walk around their houses, even though the beach is ours, up to the waterline there. So the nonsense about this is that's not going to solve the problem. All we're going to do is keep pushing it back, while people are fighting to keep it out of their communities. So when you address the issue from a real point of view, and by the way, if you want to weigh in on this, 800-222-5222, you got to understand that people don't want it. So it's going to take forever to try and build those housing units. They're not going to be built in those neighborhoods. What we should do, because it's not a housing issue. It is a mental health issue. And a large percentage of these people don't even want to be housed. They're having issues. They're having problems. What you should do is build hospitals and build places where you can actually take care of folks and give them treatment. Instead of having a police officer have to arrest the same person 60 times, 70 times, because they can't be compliant, because they have issues. Their families don't want them. You think these neighborhoods want them? So to keep doing this nonsense about pledging that each member of the city council is going to open up housing in those neighborhoods, call me the first time Brentwood has their homeless housing go up there. Everyone's going to push back. So if everybody pushes back, you're going to move this down another year, another 2 years, another 3 years, unless you're honest about this and say, how can we really address these issues? Get these people off the streets. Get them the help that they need. Because there's no term, by the way, affordable housing. You try and build affordable housing. Where are you doing that? And do I trust city council, by the way, with a lack of transparency to build housing in Philadelphia? When Mayor Wilson Good dropped too much explosive on the MOVE headquarters, they built affordable housing. Each of those units at that time, I think, to build, if you built one of those units then, I think it would have been $100,000+. The city of Philadelphia, Dino remembers this, built those houses, I think, for $300,000 or $400,000. It was like four times the cost of what a row home would cost in Philadelphia. And then we found out after the fact, when they all started sinking and leaning to the left, that all the contracts were given out to friends and neighbors and people who kissed their butts and donated, and developers who were friends to the council members. And the entire block of homes that Wilson Good built, that Philadelphia built to replace the homes that he bombed out, the MOVE headquarters, all had to be leveled, torn down, and rebuilt again. And I don't even think, do you know in Philadelphia if those homes were ever rebuilt, the MOVE homes that went up to replace them and cost a fortune? So unless we look at this realistically and understand that the pushback is going to happen in so many of these districts, it's total nonsense. These numbers are nonsense, and we're not dealing with this issue realistically. And this is why the promises keep being made at 2014, 2015, 2016. Where are they going to build these? Where are they going to build these in those neighborhoods in Studio City and Encino and Van Nuys, where they're going to be able to get these up in a relatively short period of time, affordably? And then what if people don't want to use them because they need treatment? I think the number was at least 35% of the homeless have big issues. Look, I worked with LA Family Housing for years, transitional housing. It was great. It got people off the street who had bad things happen to them, cancer, job loss, and health issues, got them into temporary housing so they could get a leg up, and a lot of them moved on to be self-sustaining. The problem is that's 10, 12 people, 15 people, and we had to do constant fundraising just to keep that thing going. And it's still pretty successful, transitional housing. But this kind of nonsense where everybody's pledging, LA City Council, in every district, we're going to have this done, and we're going to have it built by 2020, I don't think so. Vincent in Ontario, you're on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Good morning.
Morning, sir. Thank you for being honest. First of all, completely true. Second of all, Garcetti, he's living in fantasy land. You're never going to get rid of this issue on this planet or in our lifetime, just like gangs and drugs. Here to stay. And the other thing is, of course, they're not going to want that in other neighborhoods. Crime goes up, property values go down. It's all about money.
Well, and like I said, the beach community, I love those billionaires who have houses in other neighborhoods, but they want all of the social programs, and yet they won't let you near their house. They won't, like I said, they won't let you use their causeway to go to the beach. Look, I'm not saying that the homeless issue is never going away. It has to be addressed, but it has to be addressed realistically.
It's not going away, Peter. You're going to have that certain population that don't want help, and it's not going to go away.
It's our obligation, but our obligation is to get them help, and that's why I'm saying you need hospitalization, you need care, you need facilities, you need professionals to do it. It's a humanitarian crisis. I mean,
it is, but you can't force people to do it.
That's the problem. You can't force people to do it. And the nonsense of believing that these communities are going to push back. Like I said, call me if you want to take a homeless guy in, because your neighbor doesn't want it in his neighborhood. Everybody talks about it as if we have to do something. We must do something. It is a humanitarian effort that we have to. They're our family. Yes, they are. But nobody's talking about it and honestly saying I want it in my neighborhood. I mean, ask Quasar, ask these guys, are you going to, you willing to put it right next to where you are, right next to your house? They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. And they're going to get pushback from the businesses and from their communities. And like he just said, the house values. So how do you address this realistically so you can help the people that are out there and need the help instead of, I'll be here maybe in the next 5 years, right, Steve? Sitting here having, reading the same story that Garcetti's now promising that it'll be by 2023 and then it'll be 2025. Well, he'll be gone. They keep saying he's running for president. Look, I like Eric. I've known Eric a long, long time. But it's really great optics to go in front of cameras and say, I'm going to end homelessness in 10 years. See you later. I'm going to the pantry for lunch. Have a nice day. You figured it out. And by each councilman stands up and goes, Bonin, we're going to have it. Absolutely. We're going to bring housing to Pacific Palisades. We're going to bring it to Brentwood. We're going to bring it. And people are going, yay, yay, cheering him on. And then he leaves and you go, not my neighborhood, dude. Not my neighborhood. Yeah, I'm all for that. And then he looks at you and goes, so there's a lot behind your house. Well, I didn't mean that. I meant I want to end it, but I don't want to end it behind where my house is. And all of those guys who are for it, all the wealthy guys who have the big properties, Tent City, put it on your property. They're not going to do it. They're going to be standing in the way of this as much as anybody is going to be standing in the way of this. And I feel awful for the police, like I said, who have to deal with the illness. The fact that we do have a health problem because of this and that nobody is fessing up. Nobody is really not lying about that. Everybody's saying, yeah, we should do something about it. But if you look them in the face and say, can we do it in your neighborhood? They all kind of turn. They won't make eye contact. Cause I want to help homelessness over there. Put it in Steve's neighborhood. That's what we should do. Put it in Steve. How about the city of Vernon? Wasn't that a corrupt city? Why don't we just buy the city of Vernon out and truck everybody there? That probably wouldn't even work. But we do have an issue. The homeless population is growing. Garcetti had promised it's going to be addressed. I'm also kind of concerned that the city council, these Mensa members, look them in the eye and say they have billions of dollars to throw at this problem. Will they give us updates weekly, monthly on how it's being spent? Will they give us updates on success rates of some of the things they're doing? I don't think so. So there's a whole lot of money that's potentially being spent on this, and we don't know how it's being spent. But anyway, the proclamation by Garcetti was, after his track record of setting goals and not achieving them, it's the David Zucker line, I know I'm lying, but hear me out. He guarantees this time, of course, I won't be here at that time. I'll be running for president or governor. But this time, I mean it. We're going to get the homeless off the street. And then he leaves, and everybody else kind of looks down, says, yes. They applaud. The council members say, yes, we'll put it in our district. And it's never going to happen. 800-222-5222. Speaking of politics, and it's never going to happen, I laughed because I saw Vera Gosch is dropping in the polls. You know why? People are meeting him. They're getting to hear him speak. They're asking him questions. He answers, and you go, he's a niblick. This guy, what? Really? The other thing they don't like, too, is I don't like going to a rally, hearing a guy who's running for governor try and sell me Herbalife. I just don't. You know what? It didn't work. I didn't lose the weight, and I'm still not going to vote for him, okay, Herbalife? And I also got a 420% payday short-term loan from him. So I think once that stuff came out, I am for the community. I support the community, and I support a two-week loan at 420% because these payday lenders are good for the community. They're good for folks. I came up by my bootstraps. I lived in a poor neighborhood. Yeah, and you'd still be paying off that loan from when you were 13 if it was 420%. So, yeah, I had to laugh. The Republican candidate is now ahead of him. I've got to look that up. But, yeah, once he gets out there, if you get to meet him and get to know him a little bit, yeah, they should have kept him out of campaigning. He's better when you don't see him. That's how he kept his job here for two terms. He was never here. He was, Mayor Veer goes here, Veer goes there, Veer goes everywhere but L.A., unless there's a big concert by Beyonce or whatever, then he's there. But wow. I was shocked that he was giving Gavin Newsom a run for the money. It looks like not so much. Even the Hispanic community, they go, he's our guy. Then they hear him talk. And then they ask him a couple questions, and then, not so much. Can I borrow $20? Yeah. You owe me $620 by Friday. All right, Talk Radio 790 KBC. Let me go to Chad in Yorba Linda. Yes, Chad.
Hello. Hey, Peter. You are hitting a hammer right on the nail, man. I just have to say really quick before the housing, I think it should be equally distributed. I work in Orange County Mental Health. We kind of funnel all of this, not my backyard talk, into the slums of Anaheim, Costa Mesa, and Santa Ana.
Right.
I think it should be equally distributed in every city.
It won't be, but here's the deal. I agree, but it won't be. It won't be. You're going to get pushed back the west side? How many of these are they're going to build? Like I said, I'm just picking Brentwood out of my butt, but where's the space there? You got houses that are going now for $17 million on these tiny lots. You got houses going, well, look at the average cost of a house. How are you building affordable housing in Brentwood? And where are you not getting a pushback that as soon as you pick an area, Brentwood, you got a lawyer on that block, you got a friend of a politician and a builder who's, exactly, who's paid for that, you're going to get huge pushback, and they're going to listen because those are the people with the heat. They got the money, they got the coin, and they got the lobbying power. So it's not going to happen.
There's one more point I wanted to make. That's bureaucracy, politics within cities. There's a difference between empathy and sympathy, and that's what we really need to focus on. I think we need to fight fire with fire. We need people with experience who have been in recovery from having schizophrenia.
Oh, you broke up. You know what, Chad? Can you hold on for a minute? Because apparently you do this for a living. I'd love to. I will take a break. When you come back, I'd love to hear you clearly in what you're saying, because you're right. Look, it's a horrible issue, and I believe in transitional housing. I believe in helping the homeless. I try and donate time and money to the issue, but saying this is going to happen, it's a lie, and it misrepresents, and then your whole plan is skewed the wrong direction. Because if you build it on a lie, that's never going to happen. You have to address it realistically. Yep. But hold on for a second. I'd love to talk to you when I can hear you. 800-222-5222. Peter Tilden at 10 continues after this.
790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most. Brought to you by Serta. Sig Alert has been canceled in North Hollywood. Southbound 170 before Oxnard Street, all lanes have reopened, and the delays have pretty much thinned out as well, so that's good news. However, we do have a crash in Diamond Bar. It's on the westbound 60 right at the 57 interchange, and the carpool lane's blocked with slowing from about Diamond Bar Boulevard. Also, in the Sylmar area, northbound on the 405, right there at the 5 merge, we have a jackknife big rig reportedly blocking a couple of lanes there. We're not seeing any slowing approaching that scene just yet anyway. Now, on the southbound side of the 5 at Calgrove in Santa Clarita, stall blocking one of the middle lanes there. Just some reduced speeds from about Lyons Avenue down towards the 14 or so because of that. Also in Ventura County on the westbound side / northbound side of the 101 at Las Virgenes Road, we have an accident blocking the middle lane there with brake lights back. About a mile and a half before Las Virgenes Road is where you'll be slowing down, and it's the Serta Spring into Comfort sales event. Don't settle for comfortable. Get Serta comfortable and save big today. Visit HB Mattress in Huntington Beach or SertaRetailers.com. I'm Jeff Whittle. KABC dependable traffic.
Oh, ain't got no hope.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 continues. We're talking about the homeless issue and the hypocrisy of the plan, which is we're going to put it in every neighborhood and city council is going to guarantee it. And each city council member saying, yes, we're going to do this and we're going to do it soon. By 2020, we're going to have it in each community. And wait until you see Mike Bonin's phone ring off the hook with his wealthy friends who were there and his donors going, are you crazy? You're not putting that here and taking my values down and having health issues here. Chad is in. Yeah. Apparently you deal with this issue in Orange County. So we couldn't hear you. You were breaking up before the news there. So what's your take on this?
Yeah. Again, tying back to, the approach versus, the bureaucracy and the money of where to put the problem. We need to deal with it at face value, which is fighting fire with fire. There's a difference between sympathy and empathy. We need individuals who have been in their shoes, not just with homelessness, but with mental illness. And there is people in recovery from this. And that's where we need to be focusing on our efforts and our money with.
Because you're exactly right. And
it's not
going to
go away.
You need to build those facilities. You need to hire those people, because to have a police officer, as I said before, arrest the same person 60 times because they can't be compliant because they have health issues, mental health issues. It's you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. And when I hear this, and I hear this pie in the sky, we're going to put them everywhere, and it's all going to be great, and here are our goals, and here are our dates, you watch. They're going to miss the date again, because the whole thing is based on an erroneous assumption.
They're not going to take care of these folks who don't want to be housed. The programs where they're putting people in motel rooms, it's great to get people off the street in temporary housing when it's raining for the night, etc. But if people don't want to be in a motel room, they're not compliant, and they have issues, if you're not addressing those issues, it's going to happen over and over and over again. And not only has it not diminished based on what we've been doing, it's growing. It's growing. So obviously we have to rethink this thing. Thank you so much, Chad, for holding.
No problem.
I appreciate you taking it easy.
We call it the revolving door. We call it the revolving door in our industry. And it's never going to be 100% solved, but I guarantee you we can chip away at it, and it can be where it once was or even better.
If they do it realistically. If they do it realistically and they don't just go for optics and political moments, if they really have the guts and they really have the honesty to address it, and the people who are the hypocrites who are saying, let's do this, but don't want it in their neighborhoods, it ain't going to fly. Thank you, Chad. All right, talk with you, 790 KABC. So a big fight may happen, a huge fight. I think we should make it pay-per-view. I'll tell you about it when we return. Talk with you, 790 KABC.
KABC News, live and local at 10:30. I'm Jeff Whittle. The House has passed a $1.3 trillion budget bill that boosts the Pentagon's budget and domestic spending and will keep the government fully funded through the end of September. That legislation passed a short time ago, 256 to 167, less than 24 hours after the 2,300-page bill was made public. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney says President Trump intends to sign it into law if it passes the Senate, because it contains funding for many of the president's priorities.
It funds national defense. It funds opioids. It funds school safety. It's a tremendous increase in workforce development, something that doesn't get a lot of attention, but this administration has been pushing since we got here. It actually starts taking a look at funding infrastructure. And it also does a lot of what we wanted, not everything we wanted, but a lot of what we wanted on immigration.
The Senate still needs to pass that budget bill before the government runs out of money tomorrow night, 9 p.m. our time. Latuna Canyon Road in Sun Valley is closed in both directions as emergency crews prepare for possible mud and debris flows.
Cement barricades blocking the busy thoroughfare are sending frustrated drivers back to where they came, like this man.
You usually take this route to work?
I usually take the route up to the 210, yes.
So definitely not taking this to
work. I'm not going this way right now with all these barricades.
Meanwhile, those who have property in the area, like Joe McHale, know exactly what's coming their way.
After the fire has been pretty bad, the mud has been coming down really hard. When that mud comes down, nothing will stop it.
Latuna Canyon Road is expected to reopen Friday morning. In Sun Valley, James Rojas, KABC News.
Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. The Clippers top Milwaukee 127 to 120 thanks to 25 points and 22 rebounds from DeAndre Jordan. Lakers, they hope to snap a three-game skid when they visit New Orleans at 5 this afternoon. Ducks clobbered Calgary 4-0 for their fourth straight victory. LA Kings skating Colorado starting at 5:30 this afternoon right here on KABC. Kings have alternated between wins and losses in their past 10 games, and they're hoping to continue that streak tonight because now they're due for a win. And that's sports on the home of the L.A. Kings, 790 KABC. Traffic, a market check, weather, and more till then at 10 next. KABC News Time, 1032. 790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most. New trouble spot in Sun Valley. It's for the southbound 5 Golden State Freeway at Roxford. A wreck there blocking the two right-hand lanes, and that's just adding to a very slow drive from about Calgrove Boulevard or so, leaving the Santa Clarita Valley. On the 210 freeway westbound at Wheatland Avenue, a vehicle reportedly crashed into the guardrail on the shoulder of the freeway, and we have slowing as you come away from Sunland Boulevard because of that, and some spectator slowing on the eastbound side of the 210 from about Osborne Street or so. Also, we have a lot of brake lights still leaving the San Fernando Valley, southbound 405, Burbank Boulevard, all the way down to Sunset before things open up. In the northbound 405, we have a lot of delays from Wilmington Avenue all the way up towards Inglewood Avenue or so in Lawndale. More slowing ahead from about Sentinella Avenue up towards the 10 in West L.A. And finally, Diamond Bar, westbound 60 at the 57 interchange, crash out of lanes now over to the shoulder with brake lights from before Diamond Bar Boulevard. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC, dependable traffic. Here's your 790 KABC market check, and stocks bouncing back somewhat after President Trump announced that he was slapping tariffs on China. The Dow was down over 500 points this morning. It's currently cut its losses in half. It's down 240 points at the moment. That's about 1% in value. S&P 500 off 23 points. The NASDAQ down 64 points. KABC, SoCal weather, rainy today. Chance of afternoon thunderstorms, highs low to mid-60s. There's a flash flood watch for the local burn areas through late tonight. Right now, 59 in Van Nuys, 62 in Huntington Beach, 62 in Downey. KABC weather, sponsored by Stater Brothers Supermarkets. Smithfield bone-in spiral-sliced ham is only $1.49 a pound, and Sugardale bone-in full-half hams just 99 cents a pound. Limitations apply. Stater Brothers, where you always get more for less. Get news at the top of the hour, at the bottom, and when it breaks. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790 KABC News. In-N-Out Burger, where each burger's been made the same way since the very first one hit the grill back in 1948. Fresh, made to order, and with only the highest quality ingredients. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about. KABC News, sponsored by In-N-Out Burger.
The phone lines are open now.
Right now?
Right now.
At 800-ABC-KABC. That's
800-222-5222.
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tillman at 10, continues. Hey, look for the KABC van. It's the one with the cool pictures of the KABC stars on the side. Very cool. Starting today at 11 o'clock in front of Best Buy in Orange, located at 3741 Chapman Avenue, and grab, while supplies last, advanced screening passes to Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One on Tuesday, March 27th at the Regal Irvine Spectrum. Ready Player One opens in theaters and IMAX on March 29th, so look for the KABC van in front of the Best Buy in Orange, beginning today at 11. Of course, more winning from 790 KABC. We were talking about the homeless issue and the hypocrisy of the fact that they're saying, oh yeah, all the city council members are saying they're going to put it in their district. They know it's not happening. They know the folks in the district don't want it. Everyone wants a solution to the problem. Nobody wants it in their backyard, so how do you address it? Tony in Mission Viejo, good morning.
How you doing?
All right, man. How are you?
Well, hanging in there.
Good for you.
Reason I was calling, I was listening to this, and I've listened to this homeless thing for years. And I remember back when Reagan was the governor and before, they would commit people against their will that were mentally ill. Well, ACLU and their infinite wisdom sued the state of California during Reagan's era to, you can't incarcerate or put people in a mental institution against their will, and they won against the state, so Reagan winds up having to let these people out. And it wasn't a year to year and a half later, ACLU suing the state for not taking care of the homeless people that were out on the street.
The issue at that point was, as I recall, and I got to put all these pieces together. Yes, Reagan, I remember, I'm from Philly, Northeast Philadelphia. They had a giant facility that had closed down. I mean, acres and acres and acres. But it's about the same time, if I'm not mistaken, that Geraldo did the expose showing the abuses. And thanks for calling in by that, Tony, about the abuses that were going on at some of these places. And there was an outpouring of, wow, you're just housing these folks. You're not really helping them. And the optics in the story got bigger, 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 and they did close down for budget reasons and also because of the public outcry, those places. Look, we don't have to build places like that in holding tanks anymore. We have enough money that we just voted on tax money with the HHH and H billions to do the right thing, but you got to address it the right way. If you're building it on the wrong platform, the wrong assumptions, well, then you're not going to accomplish what you want, which is why every year we keep hearing about the homeless issue. It's going to be addressed. It's going to be better, 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 and it's getting worse, worse, worse. And it's not right. It's not fair. It's a horrible humanitarian issue, but address it realistically. Another thing today about hypocrisy, you know, we're divided, right? This country's divided. We know this. It's hard to talk to people who don't have your same ideology. So finally, it's amazing. Finally, the honesty has happened. We admitted we hate each other. Joe Biden now wants to punch out the president. He just decided we're there. We're going to fight. Words have ended, so we're going to go after each other. Here's Joe Biden.
They asked me if I'd like to debate
I said, no, I said, we're in high school. I take you to the gym and beat the hell out of
them. Now, what you don't hear is that's a college, and there's like 60 girls behind him, sitting behind him, college-aged girls, students, because he's there ostensibly talking about sexual harassment at college. So what do you do at a sensitive college when you're talking about sexual harassment? You bring up the fact that I'll womp on the president. I'll beat the living daylights out of him. So now you know you had the 300 girls behind him all ran to the dean there or their RA and complained about that immediately because I'm sure that offended him. But I love that he went right to fisticuffs.
I've been in a lot of locker rooms my whole life. I'm a pretty damn good athlete. Any guy who talked that way was usually the fattest, ugliest SOB in the country.
So he's, and by the way, if those people, I can just see, like I said, the girls, they applauded, and I can just see them behind them running right to the Dean of Safe Spaces or wherever that is. So we should look at this now. I thought this is a brilliant opportunity here. For something, looking at the deficit, looking at the fact that we've got now a $1.3 trillion spending bill and we need new sources of revenue, I got an idea. And I'll tell you what that idea is in a moment. 800-222-5222 when Peter Tilden at 10 continue. Oh, Stevie, I got another minute, don't I, here? I can go. I got to learn this new clock for a minute. Anyway, I do have a good idea. I don't want to give that away. Let me tell you what happened on The View, though, as far as him saying that he would beat the president.
There was something chivalrous about it.
About
Joe Biden saying, you know, if he said that and we were in high school, I'd take him out back and I'd kick his butt.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, there was something about that, because he was also speaking at an event where he was encouraging men to stick up for women, not be just bystanders. So I don't know.
Yeah. That's an old school thing, though.
Chivalrous. Punching somebody in the face is chivalrous. If they said to do it to a different president or punch Obama out, I could just see her sitting there, Joy Behar, going, it's chivalrous. But I have an idea. Look. Let's turn a negative into a positive. Let's turn a frown upside down. Oh, wow. Isn't the frown upside down? Isn't that Toys R Us' slogan? I guess I can take it now. They're in bankrupt and there's not going to be any more stores. I will tell you what the idea is and you can weigh in on that. Also, Zuckerberg finally gave an interview. He couldn't hide anymore in his hoodie. And by the way, if you think he's just like you because you're wearing a t-shirt and a hoodie, the t-shirt I looked up, $300 to $400 for that t-shirt, that great t-shirt that he's wearing. We'll talk about Zuckerberg and Facebook and a solution to the Facebook problem right now about them possibly stealing your information or feeding you information that there's no way you can check to see if it's accurate or not and using it to help campaigns. We'll talk about all of that. Also, I got tickets to Rodney Carrington and Lady Antebellum and Darius Zucker. So lots to do. 800-222-5222 is the phone number. Hope you're staying dry and we'll be right back.
790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it most, brought to you by Smart and Final. Wreck in Sylmar, southbound on the 5 at Roxford. Crash there blocking the two right-hand lanes, and now we're seeing solid brake lights all the way back from before Cal Grove Boulevard. So tough drive leaving the Santa Clarita Valley and through the Newhall Pass. Also, nearby on the 210 Foothill Freeway westbound at Wheatland Avenue, it's now a SIG alert. Crash is on the shoulder, but the right lane closed for at least 30 minutes for the cleanup, and you're slow from Sunland Boulevard on the westbound side of the 210. Also, a lot of slowing on the northbound 5 Santa Ana Freeway from Carmenita Road up past the 605 to about Paramount Boulevard, and then just some minor delays from about Broadway in Boyle Heights up towards the 2 interchange and in Diamond Bar. It's on the westbound 60 at the 57 interchange. Crash still clearing from the shoulder. We do see a reduced speeds back from Phillips Ranch Road, and now get it all delivered to your home or business. Sit back, relax, and save. Let us do your shopping and deliver your groceries to your doorstep. Visit smartandfinal.com, and your first delivery's free. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC Dependable Traffic.
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden at 10 continues. Credence. So, Stevie, drop that out for a second, because I'm telling you, I got the idea. So Biden is challenging Trump, and Trump, by the way, pushed back. You know, Biden said that I would punch him in the face. Donald Trump tweeted, crazy Joe Biden is trying to act like a tough guy. Actually is weak, both mentally and physically, and yet he threatens me for the second time with physical assault. What is with that, with Joe and the physical thought? Has he ever fought anybody? Do we know if Joe Biden has ever punched anybody in the face? Have you ever actually really punched anybody? I did it twice in my life. I punched somebody in the face. He doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe. Who would win in that fight? Is Joe a Delaware street strapper and Trump is a silver spoon kid who couldn't defend himself? I wonder what the odds are in Vegas. You got Biden's at 75, Trump is 71. But I say you make this a big pay-per-view event. Yeah. Raise some money for the debt. Big fundraising. Can you imagine it? The Geritol games. With special AARP game matches, maybe. And then you add in some others, like for the senior discount challenge. Maybe Brian Dennehy and Burt Reynolds do it. Larry King fights Bill Russell. I would put maybe Wilfred Brimley and Olympia Dukakis fighting each other. Steve, you can turn that down. Betty White, thank you. Betty White and Ruth Bader Ginsburg could fight. I think this would be huge, huge. Get a little bit of that silver cotton candy going. The slogan could probably be older, slower, lower. Four bad kneecaps and a nap. Let's do this. Opaw versus Peepaw. I love how people name their grandparents, by the way. Some comedian the other day said, can you imagine a guy's 80 years old, he fought in the war, ran his own business, and now he's been reduced to being Peepaw. That's kind of depressing. Anyway, you go three rounds with seven rest breaks, and whoever wins, man, it would be huge. I think most of the country would watch this. But aren't we at a place now, like my grandmother said, you only resort to fighting when your words fail. So have we reached that in Washington D.C.? Are we like moments from throwdowns where you see guys in the hallway of Congress and they're disagreeing and they just throw down their papers and just Paul Ryan ends up just hauling off and hitting somebody? Does it look like we're close to that at this point? And by the way, what is it with Joe Biden and the punching and fighting? I one time in my life punched a guy. I was in my car. My children were really small. They're in the back seat. I was kind of on a country road in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania, which is outside of Philly by about 35 minutes. And these two morons behind me were tapping my bumper 30 miles an hour, 35 miles an hour. And I don't know if they were joyriding. They wanted to pass me. And my brother said to me, don't let the other guy, Peter, you're not that strong and you're not that good. Don't let the other guy throw the first punch. So I got out of my car, walked up to the other car. The passenger got out, started to get out, and the driver rolled down the window, and without any, so much as saying a word, I just punched him through the window as hard as I could, broke his glasses, he freaked out, the passenger got right back in the car, and they tore off. My hand swelled up like a melon, cause when you hit somebody in the face and break their glasses, you hurt your hand, and my kid to this day thinks it was the coolest thing ever, and it was a failure on my part, but I was so riled by them putting my family at jeopardy and bumping the back of my car. I'm really not that guy. I usually run the other way. But how many actually get into fights and punch people? And Biden is talking about how he's going to take him out and take him down. And really, especially at an event, a sensitive event for college students and sexual harassment, the right thing to do. But I think if it's going to happen, don't waste it. Do it for charity and have that big AARP event. You know what I mean? I think that's the way to go. All right. Talk radio. Now you can pot it up, Stevie. Talk radio 790 KABC. Yeah, there you go. Doesn't that make you just feel good, even in the rain? Talk radio 790 KABC. Don't forget, I got tickets for Rodney Carrington and Lady Antebellum. We'll do that soon. Going to be talking to you and to, who else do I have? Oh, Jack Abramoff is going to be on today. I want to talk about China and the fact that we're going to put tariffs, big tariffs on China, and will there be a trade war? Lots to discuss with you. 800-222-5222 when Peter Tilden at 10 continues right after this. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 continues. Reminding you to listen to McIntyre in the Morning and The Drive Home with Jillian and John all week for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Knott's Boysenberry Festival Food Fest and live entertainment event now through April the 8th. Get more info at KABC.com. Just as a postscript on the Biden-Trump fight, Jake Tapper tweeted out, remember that between two of these tough guys are 9 Vietnam deferments and claims they couldn't serve because of asthma and bone spurs. And he's wrong. When you look it up, there are actually 10 deferments between these two tough guys. Congratulations to Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly today, the show that's getting so much heat She apparently, there are stories, she abuses her staff. The show's in turmoil. The ratings are horrible. She has been nominated for a daytime Emmy. I guess that's got to be political because the show's so bad. She's going to be facing off against the Chew. Larry King Now. Isn't that an infomercial where he's selling like prostate cream? And the Dr. Oz show and Steve Harvey. I didn't even know Larry King still had a show. So and Steve held up the sign, do not congratulate. She follows the long-running Today show and destroys after that. It's really funny, though, the daytime Emmys. I always have a theory about that. You know how they have a separate award show for the daytime Emmys? Because they don't want them to infect the real actors. Because you put soap actors with nighttime actors who are on those series and stars who come from movies and stuff who do the evening shows. They don't want to be seen at a table with Susan Lucci. You know what I mean? Even though they make a fortune. So congratulations to Megyn Kelly. She apparently did well enough. Boy, that daytime Emmy nomination has dropped, hasn't it? The bar for that has really dropped. Let's see. Also, Outstanding Entertainment Talk Show nominations went to Ellen DeGeneres, Live with Kelly and Ryan, and ABC's The View. CBS made a bold showing, taking a leading 66 nominations for the awards. So I'm going to talk about Rex Tillerson's goodbye. I'm going to talk about the budget, $1.3 trillion, 2,200 pages, that every congressman is reading now because they only have moments to decide what's even in it. Take your calls, give you a chance to win some tickets. Got a big hour coming up. Let's see if I can pull it off here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.